Well, it is camp week on Joy 99, and we are joined by the advancement director, Chris, who works at a camp that West Michigan has known and loved for several years, Cran Hill Ranch. Hi, Chris.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You and your family have been there years and years and years and years, haven't you, Tommy?
I want to say that we've done the family camp probably close to 20 years now.
Wow.
We won the Family Camp of the Week award years ago.
You had the paddle. That's
we
right.
We did.
That's right.
We did, yeah. So it's a great place.
I know.
It's a very great place. But for those who've never been to Cran Hill, Chris, tell us about it.
So Cran Hill Ranch is located in Rodney, Michigan. Now you may be asking yourself, where's Rodney, Michigan? It's just to the east of Big Rapids. So it's about an hour or so from Grand Rapids to the north. And Cran Hill's been around since 1968. We've been around for now 54 years. And it is an all-in-one location. We have 380 acres. We run a full family campground, guest groups and retreats, and of course, youth camps throughout the summertime. So right now, we grew from a couple of churches coming up for a weekend away to now serving over 35,000 people a year all throughout the United States, really.
35,000?
35,000, that's right.
Wow. Well, what makes Cran Hill a ranch?
So we actually have a whole horse ranch operating at Cran Hill.
Ah.
So we have, keep a good steady herd of around 40 horses that they do a lot of work around the ranch. So they pull wagons for trail ride, wagon rides. We do horseback riding for family campers. We do special horsemanship camps throughout the summertime and retreats throughout the fall with horsemanship. And, those horses play a big role. I imagine, Tommy coming and sitting on the barn store porch and watching the horses. Hang out, and people coming in and out from their trail rides. That's always been a big part of Cran Hill for a long time.
So for those, you serve ages what to what, Chris?
We serve 7 through 17-year-olds through our youth camp program and then 6 to 8-year-olds for our day camp program.
So that's like a week of camp, but you also have family. I mean, I remember you guys would take the pop-up there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have a spot right by the lake.
We do.
That's right. So while we're running full youth camp programming, we're also running a full family campground and hosting retreats at the same time. And we can do that because we have a large campus. So 380 acres, you could have a few hundred people there, 1,000 people there at one time and not really know it. That provides our campers with their space, our family campers with their own space. And then in the background, there's a big fancy Excel sheet running the schedule. And now you get to do all these fun activities that those youth campers get to do as well.
Do you feel like people are more into camping and outdoor activities since 2020, March of 2020?
I agree. If you're riding your car right now or sitting at the office, if you have kids, raise your hand because you are the one that's ready to go camping. So, I got 4 kids and man, we were looking like we went on a big long camping trip, because that's all we could do. And I think another part of it is that this generation, maybe they grew up, kind of got like a taste of camping, but then didn't get to do it for a long time. And now they got kids and they want to give them that touch and give them that that taste of what it's like. And it's easier to do it now, too. I mean, I can go online right now and order all my supplies and get them into my house and then do all my planning right from my phone. Right. Mm. So, I think it's easier for families to get into. And so that's just opening up the door for more of them to get involved in family camping.
One question that we're wondering is, are you guys still looking for help with counselors and family camper, range people? What do they call those? Rangers. Yeah. Park rangers, et cetera.
Rangers.
Yeah.
We should name them that. Maybe all the full-time staff is called Rancher.
The Jolly Rancher.
Exactly.
There you go. Wow. We are. And so I mentioned that we're serving over 35,000 people a year. Now, not all of those are in the summertime, but it's a big chunk of them. And I will say that our summer youth camp programs right now, as we're recording this interview, we're at 300 to 350 above where we were last year at this time.
Wow.
And that's not the only place that we're seeing that increase. We're seeing it across the board. So we're looking for like 50 more staff people.
Goodness.
And it's a lot of fun, right? You can come in. It's a real job. You get paid for it. You have housing and food that are all provided. You get to meet people that come in from all around the world. Our international staff, it's a great chance for them to learn from us, and it's a great chance for other people to learn from them. But you also get to learn a lot of great skills that you'll use in other jobs throughout your life. And of course, you get to live in that community and have relationships that you'll remember for the rest of your life.
What does a typical camp schedule for the week look like, Chris?
So families will come in and drop their campers off on Sunday afternoons after we have a team meeting in our own tent worship time. We get everything's ready for the campers to show up. And then the campers will be there all the way through the week to Friday, and their parents will come back and pick them up. There'll be a closing ceremony, so you get to have a kind of a preview or maybe a after view of what camp looked like, kind of watch the wrap-up video. And then, of course, all the kids are crying because they don't want to leave, but also they're happy mom and dad are there. So, you know, we all try to hold it in. So that's kind of the general week. During the week, they're going to be doing a ton of activities. They're going to be, you know, doing meals and programming and chapel time. And they're going to have a lot of fun with their camp counselors and all the people leading the activities. So they're in safe hands there and having a lot of fun. And parents can trust that that's what's going on. So
capture the flag happen at all?
There's some variations of capture the flag. Nate Hinken, our program director, runs our summer youth camp programs. And he comes up with these games. I'm like, dude, how do you even think of these things? And but they're massive. He's like, I need all the staff there because we need like all these characters and all this stuff. I'm like, I can't even process like that, you know. And but he's amazing. He comes up with a lot of high energy games for the kids to enjoy, and so it's fun to watch them all interact together.
So besides the outside adventures and the horseback riding and the swimming and all those fun things, how do people leave the camp knowing about Jesus?
That is the big question, right? And how can we do all these fun things but also transform lives into the image of Christ? And we do that by living it out in front of them. So a family camp guest may come not knowing anything about Jesus. And while we may not like, hey, before you can go camping, sit down and make sure they hear the gospel clearly and plainly in front of them every single time we see them, we're going to live that gospel out in front of them. And our hope is that they will see the value in that and that they'll see people who have a changed life and that they want a piece of that and that they'll start to ask questions. Now, that's the hope and that's the plan. And we're seeing it happen. And we're seeing more and more families that are coming for the first time. They're not church-going families. They're getting to hear the gospel maybe, you know, at a church service that they attend or something like that. And now they're bringing their friends back because they want them to have a piece of it too. And then they're sending their kids to camp. And they're seeing the value of sending their kids to a youth camp that, you know, unashamedly preaches the gospel of Jesus Christ to tell them that they're unique and that they're created individually and that they're you know, made in the image of God and that he values them for who he's created them to be. And when we can tell kids that and the kids hear that, maybe for the first time, the response has been amazing. And we're seeing hundreds and hundreds of kids every summer that are coming to Christ for the first time because it's the first time they've ever been told that they're valued by him, mm-hmm. and that they're created in his image. And that has been a powerful, powerful thing to see. And it warms the heart. And of course, it builds the kingdom, which is super exciting.
It helps keep you all on mission, too, I'm sure.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
I mean, it fires you up.
You know, I think sometimes, you know, camp work can be challenging. It can be busy and it's long and and you don't always see the fruit right away. So you start to think, oh, man, what would it be like to, you know, just have like a 9-to-5, right? And maybe like, you know, and we've all had that job where like we could just almost check out for the day and just get paid, you know, and that's a scary thought because where's the mission? Where's the through line that we're all joining in on? And one of the things that I've really enjoyed about my time at Cran Hill is that everybody there, summer staff, full-time staff, volunteers, board members, they all have the same through line. And it's how can we show the love of Jesus Christ? How can we present that gospel to the campers and to the family campers clearly and succinctly so that they can hear it and respond to it? And they're all in. They're sold out for it. And that's a really exciting thing to see. And it makes waking up at, you know, 6 a.m. sometimes, 5 a.m. sometimes worth it because the mission is there and you can see God working.
And sitting on that porch eating ice cream at night helps too.
You know, I'd say it does help. Yeah. Yeah. It helps that part. It doesn't help waistline or anything like that, but you know, you're on vacation. So
rounds out the day and your belly.
There you go.
Well, Chris, if people want to learn more about Cran Hill Ranch, whether it's employment or they just want to take a family camp, I guess we should ask, can the parents family camp while the kids go to summer camp?
Yeah, for sure. And,
okay.
And you may only see them like here and there, maybe at the barn store. Or maybe you'll see them leaving an activity while you're joining an activity. But we have parents that do it all the time. And it's becoming more and more popular just as gas prices are going up. Oh, you're going to make the trip. Why not just make the trip one time instead of two times?
Yeah.
How did they find out about Cran Hill Ranch?
It's really simple. You can go to cranhillranch.com. And on there, you'll find information on all of the different programming, special events that we run. All those things will be right there. You can also just call our office. That number is 231-796-7669. And of course, everyone's got social media nowadays, so you can always follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as well.
Click on How to Be a Rancher.
That's right.
There you go.
There you go.